Over the winter, a nature education center in Stanford got an unexpected donation. 22 baby diamondback terrapins rescued from an international turtle smuggling ring. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports the Soundwaters Center is going to use the turtles to teach kids about nature.
Soundwaters director Lee Shemitz says the baby turtles came by overnight mail from Anchorage, Alaska. That's where U.S. customs officials found more than 200 of them.
Stuffed into buckets and boxes and boots on their way to China.
These turtles are native to the East Coast and Gulf Coast, but there's a black market for them in Southeast Asia. They would have ended up as turtle soup there. Instead, conservationists rescued them and sent all the turtles to nature groups across the country.
They had a really unfair start in life. They were taken from somewhere. No one knows where. They were smuggled, they were dehydrated, they were desiccated, many died, and we're committed to providing them with a really great future.
They're still babies, just a couple inches across, and you can see the distinctive diamond-shaped patterns on their shells. One of them's died, and they might not all make it. But most of them are doing pretty well.
Their current life is, as you can see, pretty darn plush. They get swimming, they get eaton, they get fresh water, they get brackish water.
Brackish means a combination of fresh water and salt water. These turtles need both because they live in coastal swamps. Educator Robin Sarabia is helping nurse them along.
There are definitely personalities among these guys. This one, for example, is not afraid of anything and never stops eating. Ever.
Soundwaters is going to use these turtles to teach kids some basic biology and ecology, from the way the patterns on their shells form to the conservation efforts to protect them. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.